Hey guys, thanks for joining us. This is Richard, and we're here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. And in the middle of this insane world situation that continues escalating on both sides, with an awakening happening at the same time as threats of total destruction. And Dr. Cousins has one of his projects he's going to tell us a little bit more about, the Peace 21 Project, which is relevant to exactly what's happening and what needs to change. So welcome, Dr. Cousins, and thanks for being here. It's a pleasure.
Well, Richard, thank you. And Doug, thank you for being behind the scenes. It's a good team. I like working with you guys. It's good. So we're looking at a pretty disturbed consciousness in the planet. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but I'm really going to talk about the solution to it rather than dwelling on in the disturbance part of it. Because I think we do have solutions. That's the good news. We have solutions now. So what I'd like to do first is start with a little dance to get the spiritual joy going, because you need a little spiritual joy to be able to open your heart to make those connections that need to be made to create world peace. So we'll dance for 3 minutes. I encourage you all to join the dance. Okay, here we go. Nice dance. It's amazing how dancing brings people together. And that's like really universal. I mean, We were working with 7 different countries in Africa. We dance brings people together. And really anywhere. Something about the movement together where you're not like in your ego, but you're just in your flow. Very nice. Okay, let's take a minute. Just focus my eyes and let the energy come through to awaken the spirit. Here we go. In the meditation. You slowly come out of meditation. What I want to talk about is a very big and important topic that the people on planet Earth have been struggling over for thousands of years, if not hundreds of thousands of years. It's called peace. Lasting, full, healthy peace. Now, one reason I'm talking about it is one of the ways to help create the frequency of peace is to meditate in that frequency that goes out to people around the world. And just incidentally, we've been doing what we call Peace 21 at each equinox and solstice since 1985. We have developed something that we started in 1985 called the World Peace Meditation. Peace 21 on each equinox and solstice. We meditate for world peace. The equinox and solstice are particular powerful times to bring the consciousness onto the planet. Literally at those times, we have seen that when people meditate together, and I say this literally, we decrease the sunspots. You know, and the less sunspots are associated, they're associated with less emotional turmoil. The more emotional turmoil on planet Earth, the more sunspots. So when we do the Peace 21s and the equinox and solstice, we decrease the sunspots. So we're actually affecting literally the whole solar system, if not more, but we know at least the whole solar system. So it's based on a pretty simple principle, which we've known for years, thousands of years, that when people meditate together, we create an amplified frequency of peace. Dr. William Tiller from Stanford, who used to be head of material sciences in the 70s, said that in his formulation in measuring frequencies, that when people pray together, meditate together, that their effect is the square of the number of people. So if 100 people are meditating, it's the equivalent of 10,000 people meditating. With his computations, we can see that if we had 9,000 people meditating as peace, we'd have world peace. 9,000 is that 1% of the world, a square root of 1% of the world population. That's all we need. So it's actually attainable. It's actually attainable. Now, you can't just do it once, though. You know, the research, the people who are researching Peace 21 has definitely shown for 3 weeks after Peace 21, the rate of crime and violence decreases wherever people have gathered to meditate. That's pretty significant. Okay, we got that. There's about a 16% drop. If 1% of the population is meditating, of a town or so, there's about a 16% drop in crime of all sorts. So it works. So that's the non-disputable thing. There's over 300 studies that have shown that. Okay. But the bigger picture is the intention to create a peaceful world. Now, I talk about it on a few levels. I have a book called creating peace by being peace. And there's seven levels. Peace with the body, peace with the mind, peace with the family, peace with the community, peace with all cultures, including the plant and animal cultures, peace with the environment, ecological peace, and peace with God. So when we do all of those, we create a field of peace. That's really important. We can do that. So all this is very attainable. Doesn't cost money. Doesn't require really any props. You just do it. Meditating every day is good, but meditating in a group is really most important. Now, this is something that kind of a statement is that the collective thought and love of the human mind and heart may be the most important human force on earth. And as we turn the human heart and mind towards peace and oneness, we can turn the world in that direction. As Gandhi said, because he was aware of all this, our armaments have failed already. Let's now be in search of something new. Let's try the force of love and God, which is truth. So I'm not sharing a new idea. I'm activating an old, tried and tested idea, but we have to be able to hold it, okay? So it requires really people from all kinds of diverse backgrounds and belief systems to overcome their illusion of difference. Because ultimately we're all one, and come together with tolerance to let our hearts be joined, our hearts and mind be joined. The more we do it, the easier it gets. That's what's really important here. And we then are able to bear witness to the peace process. Now, we've been doing this for a long time. In fact, in 1985, we actually started in Sonoma County, in Petaluma, and in Rona Park. We started there. We had a lot of people coming to. We had a big gym that we did that. So it is worldwide. And I think the key is not to see it as an external program where we gather to meditate for peace. It's an internal program where we work to achieve peace on every level of our being. Okay? And then that spreads out. Spreads out. Now, what's also important is it doesn't depend on politicians, political leaders, armies, nationalism, world economic. It really depends on us, the people. We don't need any of that. It makes us independent in that way. So it's about shifting from war consciousness, which is what's prevailing in the world today, to a global village of peace. A global village of peace where everybody's working cooperatively to make it happen. Okay? And it's once shifting from hoarding of resources, hoarding of people, to one where we're sharing the resources and living in harmony with each other. And we know how to do this. We just need enough people to do it. That's the key. That's the key that I really want to get at. And we know it works. It's been proven over 300 studies that when people meditate together, they decrease all sorts of crime and so forth. So it's about healing the soul of the world. That's another way of thinking about it. Now, the United Nations, this is a quote from the very, very early stages of the United, from the, how do I put it, the preamble of the United Nations Charter. It says, since wars are born in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men where we have to erect ramparts of peace. So that they people understand it. Question is to the will to do it. So in Peace 21, which we will do, we'll do it 7 o'clock, but it we'll be doing it here in Israel at 7 o'clock, and you can do the math of how it is all around the world. There's two ways to do it. We can all, you know, people can choose to do it with me leading it at 7 p.m. Israel time, and the math of that. Or in each time zone, okay, you can do it. So we have the meditation going on for 24 hours. So there's two really good ways to do it that make it work. Both work, and the idea is to maintain that frequency. That's our power. That's what we can do. So I'm really inviting everyone to participate in this Equinox and Solstice Peace 21. It's getting more and more important that we do this to keep nullifying the dark side, but then eventually to outshine the dark side so that peace prevails on Earth. So thank you for joining this wherever you are. And peace prevails on Earth. Very good. Thank you. Now, time for a little discussion. Richard, is there anything you would like to say?
Just a couple of questions, Gabriel. One is, when you were talking about, excuse me, the vision in the United Nations preamble, and starting peace in the mind of man, as they were talking about, what is the difference between the vision that you're alluding to and the globalism that's using that as a cover for world domination? That's one thing, and then I have a second question.
Well, the answer is it's a gigantic difference. One is unity and peace and equality, where everyone is treated equally, versus the globalist vision, which is a totalitarian state where basically, the majority of people are enslaved and controlled by a small minority who are not interested in the benefit of all humanity or in God. So it's a huge difference.
It's subtle, though, you know, because it's using the same cover to convince people to go along with socialism. That
yeah, it's using the same language, but... I think people are onto it. People really understand that it's a big lie at this point, what they're trying to do.
Right.
I think the globalists have been exposed. I think people are really buying it, and more people are waking up to it. That's my, assessment. Whereas even a year or two ago, people were thinking, oh, these people are all for doing good.
Yeah. It's like the difference between eating in a healthy manner because you understand that it goes with the consciousness that you're trying to create versus the United Nations eliminating what people can eat and telling people exactly how to live and do it by
and poisoning and contaminating the food that they're allowed to have.
Yeah, completely opposite. The other thing is that when you talk about a global village, the UN now uses that as a means of destroying national sovereignty, whereas actually the other vision is a cooperation between cultures that respect each other, and you leave sovereignty intact.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you. But a global village also could mean how villages really are, is that everybody's cooperating. And everybody is seen as part of a whole, but also has their own unique individual expression. Right. That's the Torah. That's the biblical version, is we're all one, but that oneness of the group has to support the individual unique expression of the divine.
Yeah, because we're on our way in a process of evolution spiritually toward that oneness. And in the process of that, the differences have to be respected. There was a vision in John Lennon.
No, not respected, supported.
Right.
A little stronger statement.
Right. In other words, not tolerated, but appreciated.
Yeah.
And you said underneath, we're all one. And I think that's the consciousness.
And that's the difference. That's the difference. So it's seen as a collective whole, but the whole has to support the unique individual expression.
Right. Remember in the song that John Lennon wrote, Imagine, he says, imagine there's no countries. And in the end, that can be the case. They won't be needed. But on the way to that, there are differences in approach, and those have to be supported, as you say.
Yeah, I think we have to honor, as I mentioned, some Hopis, the uniqueness of each culture, right, and support the optimization of each culture.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, you mentioned that the Peace 21 meditation has been going on since 1985. And I know there have been many people meditating long before that. There are still rishis in caves meditating 24 hours a day, and different groups doing it in different ways. There has to be some kind of a change at this point, because the degree of suffering that's going on, even simultaneous with all that meditation, is not a good thing. It shouldn't be acceptable. Because we're all networked together, we're all one being, and as long as any of us are getting tortured, that's not okay. So what is it that has to change between efforts that have gone up to now?
From my perspective, two things. One has to be, we have to wake up to our divine oneness and see the spark of God in all people. And the way we do it is kind of living what I call the sevenfold peace, the way of the sevenfold peace. But we have to see our divine oneness, and then you can't act the way people are acting. And that's a shift in consciousness.
Yeah, I totally agree. So why don't you tell people again how they take part?
Yeah, so There's two ways to take part, and Doug kind of put it up, but one is at 7 p.m. Israel time, and we have all the time zones. I'm going to be leading the half-hour meditation, and everybody can join that, but we're also suggesting that everyone do it at 7 p.m. their local time, and that gives a 24 hours, every hour, a pulse of peace meditation around the world.
On what date?
It's this Saturday evening. Saturday. Peace 21 on the 21st. On the 21st. And that's the website. Okay. So it's the 20th. It'll be this Saturday evening. Okay?
Say that again. You didn't.
It will be this Saturday evening at 7 p.m.
Got it.
Now, that's 7 p.m. all over the world, you know, different times. And what you see on this chart is what's 7 p.m. in these different times. So we can all meditate at the same time, or you can meditate at 7 p.m. your local time. They're both good.
7 p.m. being close to the exact winter solstice.
Yeah. It's a rough estimate to get everybody at the same time.
Right.
Okay, good questions. So I just want to bless everybody that we feel inspired to do this, because it's what we actually are given to change the world, to wake up the world, to bring peace to the world. We can't legislate peace. It has to come from within our own hearts and our own minds. This is what we're talking about. So may everyone be blessed that you're inspired to participate in this Peace 21 on this solstice. And peace be with you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Gabriel. And I totally support what you're talking about. And we, you know, it seems to me we need a gigantic change in the world. There is an awakening, but there's so much slaughter and torture going on. And I know it's unpleasant to talk about, but once you become aware of it, it doesn't go away. And since we have one being, which people call God, inside of everybody, it's important that no one is left out. And that doesn't mean by force, it means by our consciousness, including the whole human family and the other life forms on the planet and the other life forms in the cosmos everywhere. And I think, you know, one of the problems that people have in putting this into action is, how can you feel that this is actually real and not just, you know, something like singing Kumbaya while the world burns to feel
because
better?
Because it works.
Well, exactly. And in order to experience that, one of the things that people can do is to look at the correlation between the consciousness that you're carrying and the emotional field that you're living in during the day and what happens in your life, and watch how that changes. Then do it as an ongoing lab experiment. And once you see that there is an effect, then you'll want to maximize it. And I'm encouraging everybody to do that. I'll do it with you. And let's do it this week as a homework assignment. Watch the emotional field that you're carrying and what happens between you and the other people in your life when you do that. And come back next week and see what happened.
Okay, so we'll share awareness this Saturday, 7 p.m.
Sounds good.
Peace, everybody. Thank you all.
Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Take care.